You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Yes, so a 703-bedroom student accommodation on Woolerton Road by Lidl is proposed to be built. It's going to be next to the Riverline with a footbridge connecting it to Jubilee and pedestrian and cycle links. And the council hopes that it will increase the amount of purpose-built accommodation and free up family housing. This has come because of the growth of the two universities and the lack of accommodation, with some students having to stay in Derby and others in temporary accommodation. However, people are concerned about the concentration of students in Lenton and the toll this will take, as well as the effect on families and family housing. So, it's going to have 6 car parking spaces, a cinema room, and over 200 bike parking spaces. And it was decided on Wednesday, the December the 18th, and as preparation for this, they've got to look at flood risk alleviation because it's right next to the river. But I want to know what everyone thought. Do they think this is a good idea? A bad idea? Would they live there?
I think it's... There are kind of like so many issues that no doubt will come up, but with this whole idea, and I think I can see where they're coming from and why they kind of like feel this is needed, because like no doubt there needs to be more accommodation for students. Like, you know, Beeston Hall and the Porter Cabins out by the David Ross Sports Centre still exist. People are still living there, so obviously there needs to be more student accommodation. But I think one of the main things they're saying here is providing more student accommodation to kind of like vacate houses in Lenton, and I don't think that is a strategy that will work, because I don't think people, when they're looking for like second and third year accommodation, will look to kind of like private like halls essentially to go and live in, and they'll want to live in a house in Lenton. And so why it's specifically student accommodation, I don't know, maybe it's because it's cheap to build and then you can charge students like unbelievable amounts of money to live there that you wouldn't get away with if it was private accommodation. I don't know, maybe that's their business model, but I don't see why it has to be student accommodation when they can just build, you know, actual flats and actual houses.
Also, I think actual flats and actual houses would be more appealing to students. Yeah. I know personally, once you've done halls in first year, a lot of people look forward to the opportunity of being able to choose who they want to live with in a flat or a house. So if this student accommodation is like halls, I don't think it'll be very appealing to any students at all. Someone was mentioning earlier that Trent students at the University of Trent, they can't
guarantee accommodation in first year. Yeah.
So for first year students at Trent University, it could be quite useful and an option for them, but I think certainly here, I don't think it would appeal to many people at all. And also, I do understand why they're doing it. I just don't, and I think that there is a problem with residents being displaced by student housing, because landlords can make a lot of money off of students. And I think a lot of people decide to turn the house into a student house because it is a good source of income. But then maybe we should be looking at the prices of rent that students pay per room, which is actually quite ridiculous, and look at how much the landlords are earning. And then maybe less landlords would want to change their houses into student houses.
Yeah, and I think this thing about freeing up houses for families, I think what it would do is just drive more people away from Lenton. People already don't want to live there because of how many students there are. And if you're just increasing the amount, why would people want to buy a house there? I know there are already quite a lot of new build houses there. I don't know if they're all sold or what. Maybe there are figures behind this that I don't know, but it just seems a bit of a weird decision.
Yeah, Lenton is known for being a student area, and if you're, you know, a family with young kids, are you going to really want to go and live in the middle of Lenton in what will be an ex-student house? Because, you know, once you turn a house into a student house, it's going to be very difficult to turn it back again, in my opinion. Like, if you've got young kids and you're kind of like there in the middle of a road which is full of students, and then, you know, who are going out partying like 3 or 4 nights a week, making noise, and also like the crime rate associated with student housing and stuff like that, are you going to kind of like want to have a family home in the middle of that? It does kind of seem quite off-putting.
I think though there are some residents who will have been living in Lanton before the rise in student accommodation there. So I can understand why they want to kind of find a fix for those people. The problem is I just don't think this is the right way. And I think rather than putting more student accommodation in Lanton, which kind of doesn't solve the problem at all, but arguably worsens it, why don't they look at other areas such as Beeston and put accommodation there? I know that Lanton is close to Trent Uni and Uni Arv, but if they looked at other areas and tried to put accommodation and spread out where the students are based, so it's not just Lanton, but it is Beeston or other areas nearer the city centre that Trent students could use, then maybe that's a better way of solving the issue rather than just putting more accommodation in a place that's got too much anyway.
But then I would say to that is you're spreading out where students are, and I think they'd probably rather keep them in one place because generally student areas aren't that nice, crime isn't very good, and if they're just going to spread that problem to other parts of Nottingham, maybe that they don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think it will. I think if, as long as you don't put it so unbelievably far away from the city and the uni that it seems like impossible to get to, it's like they're saying here that some students have been forced to live in Derby, and if you're going to university in Nottingham, that's, you know, frankly ridiculous. But I think if you don't put it too far away, but then cut the prices, I think people still, you know, go and live there, because a lot of students, when they're looking at places to live, it's like, is the cost of it, and if it's, you know, relatively cheap, I think people will still kind of like will still pay for it. And another thing I was just gonna thought of is, why don't we just build more houses, like, full stop? It's like, why does it have to be student accommodation? And I know Lenton obviously is in the middle of the city, and you're going to find it very difficult to put any more houses in there whatsoever, but why not in, you know, in other areas of the city just build some more houses? I mean, it's the case across the entire country that, you know, not enough houses are being built, and as a result people don't really have any choice on where to live, and it's also forcing up prices as well. And I guess if there were more houses, it would bring rents down and it would bring prices for students down, so why don't we just do it?
Also, maybe the universities themselves should take more responsibility. It's maybe a bit more difficult for Trent when it's a bit more of a city centre campus, but maybe the University of Nottingham needs to think about building more accommodation. We already have that temporary accommodation. There's clearly a problem, but they just don't seem to be doing that much about it.
That's a very good point. And also, Broadgate is technically self-managed, but it's coming under university control.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask everyone what they thought on, it's been suggested that building more student accommodation won't free up housing for families, but actually encourage the universities to take on more students. I want to know people's thoughts about that.
I mean, that's possibly true, but the whole point and one of the reasons for building it in the first place is because they're already oversubscribed in terms of student numbers. I mean, you know, as we've heard, there's like all this stuff with, you know, Beeston Hall and the temporary accommodation because of the getting rid of the cap and then accepting more students than they could handle. And they're already oversubscribed, so you shouldn't build more. We still need to build more accommodation to catch up with what we've already got. But I mean, if they did build more accommodation, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. Then accept more people.
Do you think this would put strain on the city infrastructure, not just the universities, but like supermarkets, like the whole city centre? Obviously, there'd be great benefits with, you know, students spending more money and whatnot, but do you think ultimately it would make the city a much more difficult place for the people that actually live and work there to live
think
and work?
Definitely. I mean, even the buses in the morning are a nightmare with the amount of students that are there now. That's just going to get worse. And also, I think they've only got 6 parking spaces, which I get why they want to do that, to reduce the amount of traffic. But roads in Nottingham aren't really geared for cycling, and I don't think people will do that because
there is some,
but it's still quite dangerous.
Yeah, so I cycle all the time. I don't mind it that much. I like, for me, where I come from down in Surrey, there's nothing at all. So this is definitely a step up, but there's definitely a lot more that could be done, like trying to cross the road or change lanes. You are actually genuinely scared you might get hit. But I completely see your point. I think we need to, there needs to be thought on the impact on the city, because also we're 2 universities, there's a lot of student nightlife. Nottingham's already a big place to go out. Do we think that the increasing amount of student nightlife is going to put like the council under more pressure from other citizens, or the universities will come under scrutiny?
I mean, the university anyway is already quite well connected with not the local police, but the community officers. And if there is noise disturbances or reports of antisocial behaviour in the London area, the university does become quite it does become quite involved with the students in question. And so I think the university is trying to show that they're willing to work with the local community and the council, and to try and like lessen the impact the students have in those communities. But also I think there should be more done to try and encourage students to get involved in their local community. How often do people go and do things in London or stuff like that? People tend to stick on campus, especially first years. When you're in halls, a lot of people won't leave the campus for weeks and weeks and weeks. Yeah. And if there was more interaction between communities and students, and if there was more integration, I think we'd see less of an issue. Even with regards to housing, because if you see the students as just parts of the community rather than students, then it kind of gets rid of some of the issue, I feel.
It's like, for example, down on Sutton Bonington, obviously they are an actual village, but they have a bonfire with the local community. They raise village for the local school, and all the students go and all the community go, and it's really lovely. But we don't really have any sort of community infrastructure in London. It's just students, and then you have the occasional community officer, and you just sort of do your own thing. And I actually feel very much it's like that in Beeston as well. I lived there in halls in first year. I definitely agree. I think people need to get off campus a lot more. I still know people that don't know anything about Beeston, which I think's quite surprising considering it's next door at the other end of campus. So, but what do you suggest the uni does if it wants to integrate more people?
I mean, first of all, they could try and do events that are for students and community and for the local community, and they don't necessarily have to be held on campus. Campus is a great place for those events to be, but also why don't they look at putting them off campus in certain locations,
like the Forest Recreation Ground for bonfire night?
Exactly. And why aren't they getting more involved in big events like that? Why aren't they encouraging students to go to other places? I think that that's something they could quite easily do.
This is URN.